If you want to know if you are ready to build and sustain a long-term relationship, you have to ask yourself this question. Are you a kind of a person who solves problems, who can solve problems in your community, in your family members, in your workplace? Are you a kind of a person who actually doesn't shy away from solving problems? Or are you a kind of a person who always stands on the ground and says, I can solve this, I can face this, and I have the capacity to find solutions? That is the ability to solve problems. I can guarantee you one thing, all relationships have this in common. They all have problems, not because they are just in relationships. The world itself is full of problems. The world is not in lack of problems. Why? Because it's an imperfect world. We are not perfect. Everything around us is always evolving, changing, growing. That's why there are problems. So relationships are like magnets of problems. Why? Because relationships bring people together, and two or three people working together, of course they are going to have conflicts, because while they're trying to solve a problem, they also have their own problems, from their understandings, from their backgrounds, from their how they see the world, from their insecurities, from their imperfections. All those things are going to cause even extra problems. The only difference between those who make it and those who don't is the person who has the capacity, who has mastered the art of conflict resolution. In this world, there are people who simply are solving problems. Those who build, they're only building what? They're building something that can solve a problem. You see, everything relies on this fact that in this imperfect world, somebody needs to do something that can change the course of life, that can change people's lives, that can solve problems, that can bring joy, that can bring success. And it all starts with a problem. If there are no problems, probably no one will be building anything. But unfortunately, problems are the only thing we have, and the responsibility to do something about it. And my question is this: are you a kind of person who solves problems, or are you the kind of a person who runs away from them? You are going to be tested. You are going to be challenged in a relationship unless you have mastered the art of conflict resolution. You are going to argue. You are going to see things differently. You are going to fight. You are going to face even general problems from external things. And I can guarantee you one thing, you can't run away from them. There are no relationships where you can't find problems. The idea that you are going to find a person whom you'll never fight, whom you will never disagree with, a person who will always make you happy, a person who will always make you feel good, you are lying to yourself. Everybody's going to irritate you. Everybody's going to cause you feel uncomfortable. Everybody is just going to trigger you. Why? Because that's how life is. And unless you have the ability to see the world in a different light, in a different perspective, you're going to suffer, and you're always going to run away from responsibilities, thinking there's something perfect out there. You have to understand this. It's your responsibility to solve daily problems, the problems you meet in your workplace, in your family, in your community. If you are kind of a person who takes initiative to find solutions, you're going to build a wonderful and amazing relationship. Why? Because that is the number one ingredient that make relationships hard or easy or successful. So what kind of a person are you? Are you interested in solving problems? Are you interested in actually being successful at anything? Start by solving problems. Start where you are. Volunteer to solve problems. Volunteer to make change in the world. Start to embrace problems. Start to embrace challenges. Start to embrace conflicts. Most of all subjects about personal development, they're all about solving problems. So learn, read, document yourself, invest in finding solutions, invest in reading, finding information. However you like to consume information, just find it and learn. And you're going to attract the kind of a person you're looking for. Why? No one wants to be around somebody who can't do anything about life. People are looking for someone who is doing something to change something that is not working in their lives. In the next episode, we are going to talk about one of the most crucial ingredients in relationships, probably why relationships exist to begin with. And that has to do with sex.